What's new, Rumi?
God, I forgot. It doesn't feel like it though. Like you,
it just feels like I'm over for a long time.
Yeah. Like you've been sleeping here, but you're not my roommate.
Yeah. Cause I don't have my own room yet.
Yet. We built, we build a room in a one bedroom apartment.
I built a fort out here.
Oh, do you want to build a fort? I don't have any extra sheets.
Wait, never mind. Shut that down real quick.
Yeah. Sorry. I have towels, big shirts.
Okay.
Jackets.
That'd be fun.
It'd be that. A small fort.
Cute. I think it's my turn to go first for the song this week.
I guess so. But if you look at the past episodes, you go first every single time.
You said this last time.
No, I know. Sure. If we want to go every other, it's your turn.
Okay.
But technically you have gone first almost every episode. I promise.
Okay. Do you want to go first until we catch up?
But then we have to go count. Go first.
Okay. My song is Work by Charlotte Day Wilson.
Work, 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 work.
No, it's actually nothing like that.
Thank God.
I know, right?
It's such an obnoxious song.
Ugh. Every time I hear that, I'm just like, turn it off.
We get it. Oh, get the bread. We get it. Anyway, I've been in a total Post Malone mood for the past few days and feeling Whitney.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Such a good song.
Off the Stony.
I would have loved to have been sitting in the room when he was in that mindset.
Sorry, I stuttered and I was also drinking. There are so many songs where I wish I was in, the room.
Yeah.
Imagine like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Jesus Christ.
That, what? Imagine.
You would have been there for, that probably took, oh my God. You would have been there for 7 months straight.
Gladly. I will literally lick the bottom of their shoes.
Although, don't you think it's funny how like sometimes you like these grand like classic tunes, you
hear one-time thing.
No, I was gonna say you hear that they. Oh yeah, I wrote that in 5 minutes.
That's what I meant by one-time thing. Oh. Like it's like a one session.
Yeah.
Oh, I wrote that on the way to blah blah blah. Miley wrote
Malibu on the way to Malibu.
Like, I think she was on the way to like an award show.
Oh,
from Malibu.
Okay.
So she was going through Malibu and was just like, oh, this place is pretty.
And then wrote it. And it like,
is like,
it was a turning point in her career.
Completely. I feel like we kind of talked about this. Was it last episode where my song was Heart of Glass?
Yeah.
Which by the way,
it's on Spotify now. We'll add it to the playlist.
Yeah. Because I know last time we said it wasn't out, but it's out now. I feel like every time she releases a new song, it's like her new her.
Yes.
Like it's never, her songs aren't the same.
No.
They're always just like, okay, what's Miley today?
But
it's dope. I love it.
And she fucking kills it every time.
Fucking kills it. Love her.
Yeah.
Hey Miley, you're not listening, but I love you. Okay, let's just hop right in. Before we get started into the entries, my stepdad totally just like debunked the whole pizza box thing. He said pizza boxes are square because it's easier to make a square versus making a round pizza box. So they come flat and then you build them.
Yeah.
You can't build something into a perfect circle. It would still have angles. So it'd be like a decagon or something, you know?
Yeah. And like, now that you think about it, like trying to curve cardboard is just, oh God.
But your reason was right too, where you said the whole like
stacking boxes.
Thing.
Yeah.
Actually,
it only makes sense.
Yeah. I saw somebody say like, I work at a pizza place and Alex is right. Like it's,
fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's good for stacking and storing. Hi, ladies. I'm really by the way, she spelled hi, H-I-G-H.
Oh.
Hi, ladies. I'm really loving the podcast, but I felt really called out during Monday's episode, and I just wanted to defend the milk first and cereal people because hear me out, okay? So you're stoned, and you want to bring a snack to bed. Cereal's going to hit the spot, so you pour a big bowl of milk and grab the whole box of cereal, bring it upstairs so you can then add it, eat it, and it doesn't get soggy, and add more and continue the munchy cycle. But if it's like for breakfast and I'm just having one bowl, yes, obviously cereal first, but don't forget the late night munchies. That makes sense to me. Like, okay, maybe your initial bowl, you're going to put the cereal first. But think about if you do refills, you don't pour out all that milk and put in new milk.
But don't you feel like you're just fit? Like if you have a whole bowl of cereal milk and you go and you know, piece by piece, pour in however like much you're hungry of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel like you're just fishing for Fruit Loops at that point? Like it's just floating around. Don't you like when all, I don't know, it's just like proportion in my head.
No, they're saying if you add more afterwards, it's fresh.
But my mind just can't get there. I'm sorry, guys. Let me get your opinion on this one, because this one's a little crazy. Okay. Hey, guys. So super weird. When you mentioned cereal or milk first, it made me so irritated because my ex-sister-in-law used to eat her cereal with two bowls. Oh. One for milk, one for cereal. Nope. And she would scoop cereal on her... she would scoop cereal on her spoon, then slightly dip the spoon into the milk. I'm sorry, but no. LOL. Like, you're creating extra dishes that need to be done for no reason. Also weird, but I feel like cereal is best eaten in cups, mugs, etc.
Agreed. Okay, I agree. I'm a total mug for cereal, for oatmeal, for soup. Love that shit in a mug because you get to hold it. Side note, but yes, I agree with that. This person is a sociopath. This, to me, reads the equivalent of putting fucking milk in a spray bottle and spraying like a spoonful of dry cereal. That is quite the equivalent.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call you out.
It's the same thing.
Weird. We don't need to give that one any more attention, Alex. You're right. No. Fuck no. Okay, so this next one. Hi, girlies.
Hey.
Hey. Loving the podcast so much, especially since I listen to it on my way to work, and it makes my Mondays 1,000 times better. Anyway, for this week's topic, can we debate about the fact that a car fits in a lane, but also so does a bus that can fit like 6 people horizontally, and it still has an aisle? Make it make sense. Love y'all. What the fuck?
This freaks me out. I'm itching.
Because, I mean, bus seats, like, yeah, sure, it's relatively compact, but I would say it's the same space as when you're like 3 people in the back of a 5-seater.
There's 2 on each side, yeah. And then aisle.
Sometimes there's 3. Think of, doesn't Muni have 3? Muni also has the sideways seats. So I guess that doesn't count, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's say 5 across.
Counting the aisle?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're in a car. I guess you can like drive in the center of the lane and you still have space on both sides when you're in a car.
Buses do too.
Yeah.
No, okay, not as much. Sure. Not as much space. But they still like motorcycles still go in between. It's just I read
bus them, walls like extremely thin.
True.
Could that have something to do
they
with it?
They are pretty thin. They're like damn near window thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be it.
Because it's not a big door that has like a motor for the window and the locks and
right.
The sensors and all that.
It's the thickness of the doors. We're going to.
Yeah. Let's just stick with that because I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hate that one.
I know.
Okay. I have kind of like another car one. Love the podcast so much. Makes my drive to work so much more enjoyable. Aww. This kind of bounces off Kristen's debate with the driver being in the middle of the car. Do you think people should drive with both feet? Automatic cars only, not stick shift. I've debated with my sister about this multiple times. Looking forward to more episodes. Does not need to be anonymous. Thank you, Sarah.
Yes, I've had this thought too.
I think so too. Like, I think it has to do with the fact, like the, if you're right-handed or like the favoring one limb over the other concept.
Yeah.
And I think since we're so like everyone besides like the small amount of people who are ambidextrous use one hand, mm-hmm. I think it's just we've trained ourselves to use one foot,
yep,
to like focus on one limb at a time,
and that being the right one too, because I mean people used to think if you were left-handed you're the fucking devil.
Yeah,
like there was therapy to train to start using your right hand. So I think of our scissors.
Yeah, everything is
made
favored
for right-handed.
Toward right hand. It's
mouse.
Yeah,
like a computer mouse. Even a car, your transmission.
Everything's on the right side.
It's weird.
It's so weird. Do you think, should we practice?
Sure. I could do it. I'm doing it. Oh my God, the house is moving.
It's just like focusing on both at the same time. And like, I would rear end someone within the first 5 minutes.
I think I could do it. I actually have a memory doing one of those like race car things at an arcade. Those
race car games.
And I remember like, I forgot who I was with, but it was an adult of some sort. And I was like, do I not? Like, they were like, just use your right foot. It might've been my stepdad. I don't know. Just use your right foot. And I was like, there's 2 pedals. Like
it's so logical. Makes sense.
Yeah. And he was like, no, you just use your right one. You go back and forth. And I thought that was the stupidest thing.
It does eliminate the, I don't know. Maybe let's try it when we get in the car.
Yeah, maybe we should try it. Okay, yeah, we'll try it, guys.
Okay, no one else try it. We'll try.
We'll do it. Don't worry. Okay, this one kind of fucked me up.
Shit.
How is it possible that your body can replicate the feeling of falling from high altitudes in your dreams when you've never fallen like that before?
Okay, I've thought about this, but have you ever, like, when you were little, did you ever jump off, like, really tall stairs? Like, we had stairs that, like, kind of wrapped, and we used to jump from one landing to the bottom, and it's the same feeling.
No, I haven't done that, but how is that the same? I'm talking when you, like, fall off a cliff in a dream.
Can we talk about, like, what that even is in the first place?
Like, when that happens in dreams?
Yeah, and it's only when you're about to fall asleep.
Yes.
You're, like, you're definitely not in REM.
We'll attack that when we do the dreams episode.
Okay.
But we should attack, like, sleep paralysis.
Oh, God, that's going to be a fucking...
Obviously, dreams, whew. Why we get that, like, falling feeling, like, why the feeling when you can't run or scream.
Yeah.
That's the worst feeling. Yeah, stay tuned for that.
Oh, okay. We'll tackle that one later. I feel like we can expand on this a lot, too.
Okay.
Hi, guys. My name is Regan, and hi, Regan. I really hope I'm not too late, but I just thought of something that relates to this week's podcast. The question or debate is, what flavor is pink lemonade? Like, does it have a different taste than regular lemonade? I think it does, but what flavor is pink? Okay, love you both and the podcast. Take care.
Regan or Reagan?
It's R-E-G-A-N.
R-E-G. It could be
Reagan. Either.
I'm gonna say Reagan.
Hi, Reagan.
Hi. It's strawberry lemonade, right?
Is it?
I just asked you.
I know.
I think so.
Okay, I'm a bad person to ask this because I'm in the category that I think all M&Ms taste the same. I think all Skittles taste the same. Okay. I think all Starbursts taste the same.
M&Ms, they do taste the same because they're all chocolate inside. The Got Starburst it. And the Skittles actually have different ingredients in each flavor.
They all taste the same for me.
You might have COVID. Losing your taste.
My whole life.
Oh, God. Oh, no. That's, yeah. I don't agree with the M&M one, but the other ones all have different flavors for sure. Do like the blue M&M more. Just saying. Go on. I just had to get that off my chest.
You save them in a jar.
I do.
They're your best friends. I'm going to Google it.
I'm going to say strawberry lemonade. Okay. So what I found is it's called pink lemonade because it's a mix of a lot of pink different things. Cranberries, raspberries, or strawberries.
Got it.
So it's not just strawberry lemonade. It's lemonade with pink fruits, pink and red fruits.
I don't taste a difference.
No, I don't either. I don't. Pink lemonade to strawberry lemonade doesn't taste any different to me.
Okay.
But technically, pink lemonade has strawberries in it, according to this. So it's like fruit lemonade.
But lemon is so powerful that, like, you can throw anything in it and it'll still be lemonade.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Except for Arnold Palmer's, which are my personal favorite.
It changes everything. Apple lemonade.
Ew.
That'd probably be good.
No shot.
Yeah, it would be like an apple lemon ginger drink minus the ginger. It'd be good. That's what you get from creation.
Yeah, but not in, like, when I'm craving a lemonade, it's like the middle of the day in summer and, you know, it's just a different energy.
You sounded so exhausted. You know, when I'm craving a lemonade, it's summer. You know. Next one is random debate. When you use the bathroom, afterwards, do you pull up just your underwear, then your pants, or both at the same time?
Depends on what I'm wearing.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought.
If
jeans, one at a time.
Hear my logic. Yeah. If it's stiff, wait, no. I'm opposite.
Oh, no.
If my bottoms are like more of stiff nature, like if they're jeans, the underwear will, like, they'll stay put. Yes. You know what I mean? But if I'm wearing sweats, they fall.
Now that you put it into that, I always do one at a time. Now that I think about it, I always do one at a time, especially with stiff pants, because I mean, you see me put on jeans. I have to, like, I'm not tooting my own horn, but, like, I kind of have a big butt and I have to, like,
you have to wiggle.
Like, I've broken zippers. I've broke two zippers within the past few months. That's quarantine weight, but whatever. I have to, like, wiggle strategically so I don't, like, mess up the jeans. So the underwear need to be up and ready. I cannot be focusing on them.
Mine just like stay.
You're like, you take yours off when you go to the bathroom. I mean, I feel if I'm wearing sweats at home, I'm usually commando, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
Like I don't really like to wear underwear if I don't have to. You shouldn't. For your punani needs to breathe.
Now every time I go to the bathroom, I'm gonna like think, okay, what do I do first?
You're gonna think of this person's tweet.
Yeah.
So second to last one. Can we talk about how insane zero is? What really is nothing? And then they also said, when you close your eyes, can you really picture nothing?
Okay, in math, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but theoretically, like, zero is non-existent because if you make a fraction smaller, you can just go, like, you know, if you look at a fraction and the bottom number, the bigger it gets, the smaller the number,
uh-huh.
That can go to infinity.
You're right.
So you're never going to reach zero.
You're right.
So zero is literally nothing.
I do remember learning that. Now yeah. That I think about it, I totally do remember that.
So zero is nothing, which is even more mind-boggling.
Which is literally what they just said.
But literally, it's the only explanation that you can give to it.
This would have been a good episode to do high. We would have been like, what?
Yeah, oh whoa, bro.
Okay, last one. Hey guys, this is my favorite debate topic to bring up, especially when I'm drunk or high. Which is more salad? Potato / pasta salad or fruit salad? I'm obsessed with the pod. Keep it up, ladies. I love you. I love you too.
I think potato.
I think fruit.
There's no dressing. Like fair. Potato is saucy, yep. Which is in the dressing category for me.
So is pasta?
Pasta salad?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it's saucy.
Yeah.
So a vodka penne is salad.
No, because it's warm.
But I hear you. Valid.
Yeah.
My reasoning that fruit is more of a salad is because it's fresh. I resonate salads with fresh ingredients.
Okay.
Above all, they're technically both salads because it's called pasta salad and fruit salad. They're both just
fruit
salads.
Salad. Yummy, yummy. If you went to a dinner party and you were told to bring the salad, would you bring either one of those? Would you bring
I would bring a fucking mixed green with a lemon vinaigrette, Parmesan.
Okay, we get it. You cook. Like, how upset would you be if you went to a potluck and someone was told to bring the salad, but they brought potato salad?
I wouldn't even think that they were the salad people. I wouldn't even be mad at them because I would never think that was their thing. I would just be like, how? You clearly weren't the salad person because you fucked up.
Yeah. Should we talk about tuna salad?
Tuna salad has pasta in it, right?
No.
I think so. No. A tuna sandwich. I'm like looking at pictures of it now.
Tuna salad is basically a tuna sandwich.
Yeah.
But without the bread.
You just add like the shit in it.
Yeah.
Tuna salad is what you prepare when you make tuna.
I think the word salad is loosely like attributed to things that are medleyed together.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That totally is it. But like you said, at a dinner party, if you were on salad duty, you better bring something fresh.
Yeah. Ooh, this is a good one.
Okay. Is it your last one?
Yeah, this is my last one. If you eat like a 1 pound burrito, do you gain that weight? Like, say you step on a scale, you weigh a certain amount, you eat a 1 pound burrito, you step on the scale again. Is it going to add up to to 1 pound more than what you weighed before?
So I don't think so.
What? Huh? Like, where does the weight go?
Well, you start breaking it down immediately. Like, even if it's to pee,
but
to
mass, poop,
like to blood, to energy, it's already, the second it hits your stomach acid, it's getting broken down. So
things weigh different. Okay.
Completely. Cause it turns into a liquid rather than a piece of rice, you know, like, yes, it blows my mind. Like, but it makes even more sense cause I know how the body works.
Yeah.
So it's I get obsessed with that shit. Oh my God. Never mind. I was gonna say we should do an episode about like body function and like health. Your face right now, you're like, no.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I saw him at Granville one time.
Not
on a date. He was on a date.
Oh, like a first date?
It looked like it. She was beautiful.
Do you think he's on Bumble? Do you think he's on Raya? Change your age right now.
Oh my God. How old is he? Do you think 64?
Well, I mean, we could easily look it up.
I'm going to look it up. 64 feels right. What do you think? Let's take bets. How old do you think he is?
Would you go on a date? He's 56 for sure.
56?
Yeah.
Bill Nye age. He's 64.
Oh, my God. Oh,
what the fuck? I swear on our friendship, Alex. I'll look you in the eye. I did not know that.
Does that mean you guys are meant to date? Oh, my God. Hit him up.
I should call him.
Wait, that's sick. Speaking of dating.
Yes. Oh, my God. Did you surprise me with Bill? Is he here?
Could you imagine?
Come on in, Bill.
This turns into a Bill segment.
Oh, my God.
One day.
What are we going to say?
Talk to me.
You have a boyfriend?
No, I don't have a boyfriend.
I don't either.
I've been texting someone from a dating app for like a week-ish.
Yeah.
A few days,
yeah.
And it's like, it's the kind of like texting where it's not back and forth. It's literally like three times a day. And that's what I need. I'm that kind of texter to a T.
Yeah.
I'm so not like a...
What are you doing now?
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Boring. I will not reply.
Yep. We were also both talking because I'm also texting someone right now too.
All we can do in these times.
Right. We both like the whole like sending pictures back and forth.
Yeah.
It's almost like Snapchat, but like just through your personal text thread.
Yeah.
I literally don't even have Snapchat.
No. Like pictures, music.
And like those two things, and like when you exchange those with people, I feel like you get to know them way quicker.
Way more than like, what did you do in high school? Did you play basketball? Like stupid shit.
And I mean, that's all stuff we will eventually get to know. But like,
I don't want to like fill my day with that information.
No, I'm down to talk about that. Like maybe in person.
Yep.
Like that's different. That flows different. But like over text, like it feels like you're filling out a questionnaire.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
No, it's ideal. So yeah.
How do you feel about FaceTiming?
I'm nervous.
You're nervous? I like it.
I haven't done this in a year and a half.
Yeah.
A year and a half, I have not really given my time to anyone like this.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean you're completely lost. Like, sure, it's been a while, but like,
I've been asking you, like, is this stupid to say?
And it's all such normal stuff, but like, you have the jitters. That's totally normal. But we've said this multiple times on this podcast, but like, when it comes to your responses, yeah, I'm all about like having a friend proofread it and giggling and being excited. Like, should I say this? But at the end of the day, you need to always just say what you're true to, because if you're trying to format some response that it's not you. Now you're just going to what you think he or she wants to hear,
and it's not going to work in the end.
No, you're just built, because in their head they're like, oh my God, this person's perfect. No. And you're like, oh no, I'm literally just reading all your signs and making myself what you want. That's so shitty.
That makes me so...
A lot of people do that.
Oh,
it sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. That's sad. Yeah, what about you?
I mean, I told you. You know. I do. I've been like talking to somebody a little bit. Sorry, this fucking chair is so squeaky, guys. I always pick the wrong stool and we fucking podcast. Hold on. No, yeah. He's really fucking cool. I asked you about the FaceTime thing because... We FaceTime.
Yeah.
And I always kind of thought like, is that weird to do? But like, especially through like quarantine time, like it is what it is. Like, this is how you
that's face to face. People. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah. I'll get there. We're not there yet.
No. Yeah. We've definitely been like in contact longer than you and this guy, but we also do the whole, like, you know, we're not constantly talking throughout the day, which is great.
Yeah.
We only hit each other up if like we do talk every day, but it's like, here's this new song or random, like we'll just do random pictures back and forth or a random FaceTime. Like, I'm cool with it. I don't know.
It's just like keeping in contact with a friend.
Yeah. It's also weird because I'm also just like, I also want to meet you. Like,
yeah. Hopefully I want this to be over by the holidays.
Oh, I doubt it.
I want to see my family during the holidays, but
I don't think this will be over for like another year.
Oh, don't say that.
At this rate, I don't know.
Actually, here in LA, things started opening back up again today. I think today or this week or whatever.
And this is the third time things have opened back up and then they close. I don't mean to be a downer, and I'm sorry because I know this topic actually stresses out a lot of people. But where we'll end this episode right now is go vote.
Yeah.
Go vote, because we can't control a lot of things right now, but we can control something really fucking big with a simple vote. Go register. There are so many people who cannot vote that need you to be the voice, and you need to be your own voice, and go research, and please just vote.
If you have a voice, use it.
Just please use it. I hear a lot of people say like, oh, but I don't know enough. Like, there's no point in me voting. Like, okay, then just research a little.
Yep.
People have
you
really,
have time.
You have time. You do have so much time right now. And a lot of people have kind of created, remember No Fear Shakespeare?
Yes.
Like when we were reading Shakespeare, No Fear Shakespeare is like the paraphrased version that helps you understand it more. There are so many of those resources for what's going on in mm-hmm. all these debates and how to break it down into day-to-day, like every
there's so much on the internet
and shit. Like,
yeah, especially right now.
Yeah.
People are putting out so much information that you can grab onto and yep. just educate yourself.
Yeah.
Go out there and vote.
But yeah, I'm rambling. Go vote, please, guys. It is so important, and you will feel so good once you do it. It actually is a really liberating experience. Every time I vote, I always feel like I just fucking changed the world.
My voice is out there.
Exactly. Because you did. You did just change the world. Don't let anybody tell you different. All right. We love you guys so much. Next week's episode, we're thinking either talking about like career shit, because a lot of you guys are asking about that. Because I think a lot of people are kind of going through like a, what am I doing with my life? What is my purpose?
Yep. Where am I going to end up?
Maybe we should do an episode about how we kind of got to
where we are.
Because we're both happy in our jobs, and we both have worked several weird and different jobs to get here. And so, yeah, let us know if that's something you're into. If not, again, we are always open to suggestions. We record literally like damn near the day of sometimes. Yeah. So suggestions are open until literally the moment we post damn near. So yeah, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure to rate us 5 stars, leave a review. We love to read them. And then follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We're at Advice Podcast, spelled exactly how it is on your phone or your laptop or wherever you're listening right now. That was hard to say. Yeah, I'm Chris McTee. This is Alex Coate, and we'll talk to you on Sunday night at midnight. So Monday morning at midnight. Okay. Which one is it? Sunday night at midnight or Monday morning?
Let's say it's Sunday night at midnight, because Monday morning at midnight doesn't make sense. Midnight is always like the end of the day,
but it's technically AM. We'll leave you with that one.
Yeah.
Let us know. Love you guys.
Bye.